These latest upheavals on Wall Street come just a week after the government took over the mortgage finance companies, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Now, another troubled industry is looking to Washington for financial aid. The auto industry is lobbying Congress for billions of dollars in low-cost loans. Detroit's taken a beating as profits from trucks and SUVs have dried up. U.S. automakers say they need the government funds to help them build more fuel-efficient cars. Dustin Dwyer of Michigan Radio reports.
The auto companies are looking for at least $25 billion and perhaps as much as $50 billion in low-interest loans from the government. Just don't call it a bailout.
I absolutely don't think it's a bailout.
Alan Mulally is the CEO of Ford.
I mean, we haven't decided the exact nature of it, but I think it's going to be a loan at lower interest rates with a commitment to pay it back.
The idea of federal loans for the auto industry dates back to last year when Congress voted to raise the government's fuel economy standards about 40% by 2020. As part of that legislation, Congress said it would help pay for the transition to cleaner cars, but that money still hasn't been appropriated. The car companies say they're already planning to spend money on new fuel-saving technologies, but Ford, GM, and Chrysler have racked up tens of billions of dollars in losses over the past few years, and cash is tight. A new generation of hybrids is in the works. Chrysler president Jim Press says with help from the federal government, his company will be able to bring out those hybrids years ahead of schedule. And the batteries that power the hybrids will be built in the U.S.
Right now, the major sources of batteries are other countries. And so are we trading our dependence on foreign oil, which is a natural resource, for dependence on other countries to produce something in a factory? We need to stimulate that development here. Here.
That sentiment could be the carmaker's best hope of getting the loans approved, especially since we're in an election year and Michigan is a swing state. So far, both Barack Obama and John McCain have come out in support of the loans. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Ann Arbor, Michigan.